Welcome to Maseches Eiduyos, Periches, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 8, Mishnah 3, just a very brief introduction. We know the halacha is that if a kohen marries a woman that he's not allowed to marry, so for example, he marries a woman that's a grusha, she's a divorcee, if they have a child from that marriage, the child's called a chalal. A chalal is a tainted kohen. And more than that, that child, that chalal, if let's say he marries a regular woman, she also becomes a chalal. So now if he dies, a kohen cannot even marry that woman. Now, what happens if there's a safek halal? It means to say like this. You have a woman whose husband threw a get to her. One of the ways that a person could give a get is by tossing the get to her. And we're not sure if the get landed closer to him. In that case, it would not be a get. Or closer to her. And in that case, it would be a get. Then the husband dies. Comes out that this woman is questionable if she's a grusha, if she is considered a divorcee, and therefore she'd be prohibited to marry a kohen. Or if she's not mana, she's just a widow, which is permitted to marry a kohen. Now what happens is a kohen marries her, and he has a child. That child is a safek chalal. It's questionable if that child is considered a tainted kohen or not. Now this Mishnah will talk about something called amanas isa. What's isa? Isa literally means dough. When you make dough, you have a lot of different ingredients. Isa is a family where there is a safek chalal. There is one member of that family that's a questionably tainted kohen, but we're not sure who that person is. We know people are saying that somebody in this family, but we're not 100% sure. So what happens in such a situation? Says the Mishnah, "Hey, Rabbi Yeshua of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira, Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira testified, al amanas isa, on the widow of a particular family member, that it's questionable if she was married to a chalal or not, a tainted kohen." Says she kasher lekahuna. They testified that she is permitted to marry a kohen. Why? Because the svek sveika, it's a double debt. Number one, perhaps the fellow that was married to her was not that, you know, questionably tainted kohen. And even if he was, maybe he actually wasn't a tainted kohen, because maybe generations earlier, the get was closer to the husband, and if so, she was never a divorcee, just a widow. More than that, she'ha'itha, that a family that has a safek chalal mixed in, kisheira latami latar, the members of that family are believed to say that this person in the family is considered appropriate to marry a kohen. This not l'rachek, to distance the people that are tainted or questionably tainted kohanim, ulakarev, and to bring close to those that are not. Rav Shimon Gamliel said, ki balnuay duschem, we've accepted your testimony that an almanas isa, the widow of an isa, is permitted to marry a kohen. Avamanasa, but what should we do? Shegaza Rabbi Yechonah Mezak, Rabbi Yechonah Mezak, I decreed, sheloy lohayshiv batei dinin alkach, that we cannot talk about these things, even though halachically perhaps it's a svek sveka, it's a double doubt, so we should permit them to marry a kohen. Nevertheless, they made a maila, they upgraded the level of halacha when it comes to the yichus, to the lineage of kohanim, and the halacha is that they're possible. Therefore, kohanim shayim lachem l'rachik, the kohanim will listen to you to distance women who are questionably tainted from kohuna, avaloy l'kariv, but they could not listen to you to say, oh, they could marry, they could be part of our family, because it's anyways a svek sveka. So halacha is, we appreciate your testimony, but what should we do? We have this Kabbalah from Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai, that he upgraded the level of halacha when it comes to matters of lineage of kohanim, and therefore we cannot accept an almanas isa, or someone that's questionably tainted, into our ranks. Wish you a fantastic day and a wonderful rest of your week.